WebmasterRadio.fm has compressed thousands of podcasts and all of our radio shows into the ultimate internet marketer's knowledge base. Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app. Absolutely free and now available for iPhone and Android users. Listen to our live broadcast at the push of a button or access our complete archive of shows, past and present, like SEO 101, Affiliate Buzz, The Shoe Money Show, The Daily Searchcast, and so much more. Download it from the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store today.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Discover the best practices for tracking and targeting mobile marketing. Our hosts will take you inside the latest trends in mobile technology and help you make the most out of the mobile web. Learn about the latest strategies and trends in the world of mobile, web development, search, email marketing, text message marketing, and more. Leverage your mobile presence today. Now, prepare to get mobilized.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. I'm Shahab Zaghari with Assurance Advertising, and I'm joined with...
Peggy Ann Saltz, MobileGroove.com.
And I'm Kim Duszynski from Mobile Marketing Profits.
I want to thank you all for liking our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/mobilepresence. If you haven't done so yet, go ahead and like it and join the conversation. Today's topic, we're actually going to go over the top three things to keep in mind when you are building either landing pages, mobile sites, or apps for mobile phones. I'm actually very proud to say that we have a guest today. His name is Craig Williams. He is of Craig Williams Design, but he is also co-founder of Assurance Advertising. Nice to have you with us, Craig.
Thanks for having me.
So give us a little bit of information as to your background in design and maybe a little bit of what you've done for the mobile sphere.
Well, for starters, I started out in the trade show business and then moved into design. I moved up here to Portland and started my own design company, and I've been doing that for the last year. I went to PNCA up here, communication design, and so that's how I got into it. Lucky enough for me, I started design when, especially when mobile was blowing up, and so I was in school during the time that responsive design was coming out, and my first big gig was working for a company here that was going from the printed world into the digital world. So I was able to actually help brand them and market them for the digital world, and that was one of those great first clients to have. So that's a little bit about my background there.
And actually, Peggy, didn't you recently put out a book? Was it Everything Guide to Mobile Apps this past spring?
Oh, yes, I did.
I mean, it's on more than just design, but...
Mm-hmm. And I was going to launch into that because I think it's fascinating to understand sort of where the gaps are out there. And in putting together the book, which was crowdsourced, I brought in just not only my insights, but the insights of around 25 other sort of practitioners and professionals out there to say, okay, how do you make an app? How do you market an app? How do you make your app into a business? So that's the background on the book. I'm just wondering where you see the gaps, because one thing that came out in that book and also comes out in conversation since is that what's sort of holding things back or the bottleneck is really a lot of common sense, usability, thinking, not trying to cram so much into what you do. Is that what you're seeing, Craig, and sort of like the top level lesson to learn from how to approach mobile in the first place?
I think so. I think that's a very accurate assessment. In all of my idea and design, and you can Shahab will second this with me. It's I tell everybody less all the time, less. and that's how I function. And in the mobile world, that's true. I also do think like a lot of what's holding back is people not and upgrading to responsive design. I really think that's a huge a huge block right now.
So you're finding that people are not upgrading, or they don't want to, or
they're not justifying the, you know, a lot of these large companies don't want to, they just spent $30,000 on a website and it's not responsive design, and all of a sudden they're being told they need to, you know, spend more money, and they're hesitant. But it's really, I think that's a lot of what's holding people back, and that's what's holding up this whole mobile movement.
I think even with startups, you know, now, especially tech startups, are starting to see the importance of a well-designed mobile site or a well-designed mobile app. You know, up until now, people have just been kind of, well, this is the app, and there's the tabs at the bottom, and it doesn't really matter what it really looks like, and they're just looking for the content. But it's much more than that, especially when you're trying to compete with the half a million, million other apps that do exactly the same thing that your app does.
Mm-hmm. Can I interject a question here just for the sort of the layman? Because I have to say I am now a convert, converted to the importance of responsive design, and my site is undergoing that change right now as well. I get it, but you know, thinking about the listeners out there, could we just maybe step back for a moment and talk about, you know, why it is so increasingly important, and maybe just push you to tell us a little bit about, okay, once you've actually been converted, like me, sort of, mm-hmm. what are some steps? Because I think people are like, yeah, I get it. I've been reading about it. You know, I'm a small, mid-sized company. I don't have a lot of budget, but I know it's inescapable. What do I do about it?
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, that's a great question, because there's so many ways you can approach it, and there's so many reasons why it's, you know, it's a good decision to make. If you think about how many people are using mobile devices now, and you're not reaching those clients because your website's not responsive and not reacting the way that their mobile device is using those clients or those possible, you know, business moves. And so I think a lot of like the way you should probably approach it, how you should redesign your site, you know, there's to go about it. Some people throw everything out and start from scratch instead of going back into old code and trying to add new code to it. And it's just really depends on, you know, how much time you can spend on it, how much money you have in your budget. There's a lot of things to really consider, I think, before approaching going from a non-responsive to a responsive design. You know, a lot of great companies out there that can walk you through it. A lot of good designers as well.
So what's the argument? Is it something along the lines of what I was thinking, is that, you know, because a lot of people went out and built mobile sites and didn't mm-hmm. do it in responsive because it was early days and it was like, have a mobile site. And they went out and they did it. They even maybe got a .mobi just to mm-hmm. make it really, really mobile. And then we all learned later that you have to have a .com. .mobi doesn't quite cut it sometimes. Is it because of all the different types of devices? You know, being ready for a tablet and a phone and everything else under the sun? Is that it in a nutshell?
Yeah, that's really it in a nutshell. When I'm developing sites or apps, or even if I'm developing a logo, I have a whole arsenal of materials to use. I have Kindle, I have the tablets, I have all those things, just so I can see what it looks like in those devices and make sure it's working. And that's what I think that's the goal. There's, you know, there are, you know, future generations growing up that will never own a computer, probably never mm-hmm. even own a laptop. They will own a mobile phone or a mobile device, and that will be their form of communication. So I think we have to think ahead and know what else is going to, you know, what's the next thing, what's the next device, what's, you know, and all that can be built into code. We can, if we know what we're looking for in the future, we can build that into the code ahead of time. And, you know, and responsive design is something that's so new that it came out in, I think 2008, it was a concept. 2009, the words were coined as actual, you know, like this is something legitimate and going to happen. So we're only a few years out of that. So, I think we're going to see a lot more changes in it. And I think it's important.
I think that was an interesting point, that all the younger generations, they're probably never going to own a computer. When I was at the, Las Vegas annex of South by Southwest, there was one of the panels, they were showing bits of Naked Brand, which is this documentary. And they sat this little kid there, and you know, they gave him a banana and said, "Hey, you know, can you tell us what fruit is this?" And the kid said, "Orange." Right? And they said, "Okay, well, let me have that back. Here you go. Here's a red fire truck. Right? So can you tell me what color this toy is?" And the kid kind of looks at it and says, "Blue." And he takes it back, and then he hands the kid an iPad. And he says, "Can you go to your new car racing app?" Kid opens the iPad, flips a couple things, goes right to the app. And the point was, even before these children know their colors, know what fruits are which fruits, they know how to, you know, navigate through a tablet. And jeez, this is the future of responsive design and why.
So we need to start making developing educational apps instead. Is that what you're saying? Let's do something for the children.
Yeah. Save the children.
I think that's a great point. Let's go to break real quick. And then what we'll do is when we come back, just kind of want to get your insights and see what your top three tips are for our listeners. So thanks again for listening. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
I'm John Ball, and I'm one of the founders of Page One Power. Page One Power is a custom link building firm based in Boise, Idaho. We increase search rankings and web traffic for world-class brands and mom-and-pop shops all around the globe. Our link-building strategies work because we focus on relevancy and quality, and we don't outsource anything. Our in-house staff of professional writers and researchers is the best in the industry. We're the link builders you've been looking for. Visit us today at pageonepower.com.
Welcome to PPC Rockstars. Get ready to rumble through the latest PPC news and views from around the blogosphere. Learn from our host and the PPC pros that will take you to the promised land of PPC profit. PPC Rockstars. On demand anytime inside the advertising channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
WebmasterRadio.fm presents CEO Coach, a show custom built to give you everything you need to build your business on the web. Jillian Musick, your CEO Coach, will break down the art of business development from the ground up. CEO Coach, on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. My name is Shahab Zaghari from Assurance Advertising.
I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from MobileGroove.com.
And Kim Dushinsky from Mobile Marketing Profits.
And once again, we are joined today by Craig Williams of Craig Williams Design. And Craig, you have put together these top three things to remember when designing for mobile phones. So I'm assuming that's across the whole gamut, web, apps, and the whole nine yards. So what's number one?
Number one is responsive design, is to always have that. I think that's first and foremost the most important thing right now for all mobile and web design. It's something that we need to consider constantly, and making those updates to your sites and making sure if you are starting from scratch that you are designing with all these amazing tools we have out there to test out responsive design. So that would be my first number one top priority.
I want to interject one thing there, though, because, again, going back to my book, there was a part in the book that was actually a very popular chapter about how to deal with your developer and your designer. Because because a lot of people want to say something to you. I mean, I do this with my own developers and designers. They're sweet people, but sometimes it's just like, okay, what language are we talking? And I try to get into that language, and then I bring in someone to help sort of translate between the two of us. Mm-hmm. So agreeing that that's super, super important, how do companies sort of get that through to their developers and designers, and how do they maintain it? I mean, is it a thing where you need to have, ongoing talks about it? You know, you can't just assume the designer or developer is going to really remember or know this intuitively. How do you make it top of mind?
Well, I think it's, as with any, it's constant communication. You should always have an open with your developer. A lot of the people I work with, if it's a really intense web build, we're online and we have chat open all day, and we're communicating and talking back and forth. And I think that's a huge, huge thing, communication. And making sure that everybody's on the same page with mobile design and responsive design, that's education. There's a lot of good links out there, a lot of good articles written about it. And
I guess the question was really, Craig, more along the lines of, do I need to have a is it a maintenance contract that you have where you're just constantly paying on a monthly basis to say, do this, or, one-offs? I mean, what would be the best way to ensure quality in a relationship, I guess, is the question then.
Okay. Well, and that would be my number three. Top number three was, it ain't over. Because, updates and development is that's something key I think you'd want to consider when you first go into this, that it's not done, because there's always something changing. There's always new developments. And, if you have a good developer and you have a good relationship with that developer, and you can have a monthly retainer, or, have a contract where you can actually have these updates. I think that's a very safe way to go about it. And that keeps you from spending, $50,000 on this mobile app and then having to the following year. So does that answer the question? Is that okay?
So since we moved that one to number two,
that's number two. Yeah, we'll switch those around. So
So what's the next one?
The third one would be that as a designer, you have an arsenal of devices ready to go. There's great online tools that you can actually test. They'll emulate different mobile devices, and you can run tests. There's software you can buy that will do it. And I think that's the most important thing. And that also goes, client education, working with the client. You can show them these things and show them how it's responsive, and they can say, hey, I like the way this is working, or no, let's change this. It's a constant back and forth. And I really think that having those tools and even knowing, sometimes I'll send out a beta site, 10 test people, and I'll ask them to use it on their iPhone, iPhone 4, their Kindle tablet, all their devices, and then get feedback from them, because there's so many mobile devices out there, and we just can't possibly keep up and design for all of them. But the ones that are most popularly used, we can sure take all these tools and make sure they're working great.
So I want to ask a question about the cost to a business for doing design. We've talked about how there goes a fire truck going by. I don't know if you guys can hear it or not. Just pause for a second.
Yeah, let's do that.
Can't control these fire trucks.
Okay. All right, so I don't know where you were.
I'll just start over. Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
So I'd like to ask about the cost of doing responsive design. You sort of mentioned that it's a big investment if you've just redone your site. You don't want to have to start all over. What are businesses looking at in terms of a range? I mean, assume that there's obviously, you know, a small business might just use a WordPress responsive theme, and that could be, as you know, the bare bones. But what are some of the other ranges and costs to figure out?
Wow, that's a huge range, because I mean, you're talking from client, like you're saying, WordPress clients that are usually startups, to all the way to a website like Amazon, which mm-hmm. would be a real beast to tackle. So those costs, it would just range on, you know, the amount of pages, the amount of applications you're running, you know, how you want that mobile site to respond. So I think it's to safely say in numbers out there without, you know, without being able to evaluate the entire site, I guess, or the entire scope of the project. So, but you know, and I would say it's not something that I would be, you know, as a business person, you know, looking into that, it's not something to be afraid of. You know, I think it's definitely a good investment, and I don't think that, I think now, especially since mobile's becoming the number one thing in design right now, is I think it's getting a lot easier, a lot more cost effective. There's code, there's, you know, people out there testing beta right now on new ways to do this. So I think it's definitely, you know, versus even a couple of years ago, it's so much more feasible financially.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that I want to bring up, so let's kind of move away from the construction of the actual sites and apps. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm saying it right, but Dieter Rams is a German designer. And his 10 principles of good design are: design must be innovative, must make the product useful, must be aesthetic, must mm-hmm. make the product understandable, must be unobtrusive, must be honest, must be long-lasting, thorough down to the last detail, environmentally friendly, and as little design as possible. And these are his 10 principles of good design. So, which is kind of mm-hmm. you know, a package design goes into that, industrial design, branding. You know, as far as the aesthetics and as far as design, you know, how important is that in the mobile sphere? Or do you think it should just be something that's very, you know, mobile friendly, like a reader, you just kind of look at text?
Oh, I think it's very important. Like I said, with logos and seeing those logos designed well, you know, it used to be you'd have a client, you'd design a logo, you'd put it on a business card and on some other stationery for their office, and that was about it. And maybe put it on some vinyl wraps on a car. But now you have to design that logo has to look good as a 16x16 pixel favicon on a tab on a website, you know, and those things are very important. So you're approaching any design now for designer. We have to consider these things, you know, from a 16x16 pixel to the side of a spaceship now, you know, it's pretty crazy. So, you know, there's so much to consider, and every design element is so important. One of my mentors was my friend Cecile Pham. She's an amazing designer, and she told me when I first started, you know, one of the rules is, like, if you can't argue it being in the design, it has to go. If you don't have a reason for it being there, then it's got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I think that's another good takeaway. But, you know, so I'm a good looking design, be a good looking design on mobile devices. It's going to look good on a PC. It's going to look good on a business card. It's going to look good on a coffee mug, however, you know, wherever you apply it. So I think it's very important.
Great. So what we're going to do here is we're going to go to, sorry to cut you off, Peggy. We're going to go to a break real quick. We got to do that. And then we'll come back and get some final ideas out of Craig. And we'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Join the thousands of search and social media marketers at one of the largest events of the year.
SES San Francisco 2013.
September 10th through the 13th.
Learn more at sesconference.com. Check out daily Meet the Expert roundtables where you can take part in intimate and informative discussions with industry icons. Add over 70 sessions, a crowded expo floor, on-site training at the ClickZ Academy, and webmasterradio.fm search bash, and you'll have
SES San Francisco 2013.
September 10th through the 13th.
Register for
SES San Francisco 2013
by clicking on the banner ads from the webmasterradio.fm website or go now to sesconference.com.
If you're constantly struggling to find more customers, revenue, or hours in the day, Infusionsoft can help you have the business you've always wanted. For over 10 years, Infusionsoft has been helping business owners, just like you, find the financial freedom and peace of mind you've been searching for.
I'm Scott Martineau, co-founder of Infusionsoft. If you're struggling to find more customers, more revenue, or more hours in the day, Infusionsoft is the proven solution you're looking for. Infusionsoft, the only all-in-one sales and marketing software created specifically for small businesses.
Learn more at www.infusionsoft.com/radio.
Welcome to The Hook with Katie Kempner, where Katie talks with advertising visionaries, top journalists, cutting-edge creatives, authors, and PR gurus. Hear what these industry insiders have to say about the changing landscape of advertising and PR today.
The Hook with Katie Kempner. On demand anytime inside the advertising channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on webmasterradio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. My name is Shahab Zaghari from Assurance Advertising.
Peggy Ann Saltz from MobileGroove.com.
And Kim Dushinsky from Mobile Marketing Profits.
And just before we were going to break, I think Peggy was going to say something.
Yeah, I was going to ask maybe an uncomfortable question, but I was wondering if Craig would go as far to sort of name and blame, and you know, without picking on anyone, because I'm intrigued by that. I hadn't thought about the importance of this, you know, the 16 pixel to the side of a truck or the side of a spaceship. But you're absolutely right, and there are some people doing it well, and there are some people who aren't. Now you're probably, you know, doing it great. You did Assurance Media. The logo looks wonderful. How about some companies out there that you know, that aren't doing it well? Not to blame them, but just to give an example of how we should avoid making some mistakes.
Oh boy, that's a tough one. there are a lot of companies out there. I don't think I'm going to call anyone particular out by name, but
well, maybe what they're doing. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to do the name, or you know.
Well, you know, I think the most common thing that I get, especially with new clients, is that they don't understand what a favicon is, what, you know, how those things are going to look on mobile, and they don't want to pay for that. And they don't want to be educated, you know. And I think that's probably the hardest part, is trying to educate the client to make them understand. Like,
I'm not trying to penny pinch you here.
Yeah, you know. So I want this design to be good, and you know, a lot of times these clients just won't listen, you know, and what happens is, I think here's probably the best example I could come up with is, and it's about logo design, and it's a lot of my clients, they go out and they want the cheapest, fastest logo, and they go and they get some online logo maker, and they pay $200, or, you know, have some $300, $99 logo, whatever it is, and then they start to try to implement that logo, and it's a really bad design, and so they come back to me and have me fix it, you know, and that, and so that's kind of like that, you know, let me rephrase that. It's trying to educate the client, making them feel comfortable with what they're purchasing and knowing that, you know, these things are important and to do it right the first time.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I have a something that's a little bit off topic, but I noticed it this week and I wanted to get your guys' take on this. Have you noticed in Google Analytics that, you know, they break down the traffic, desktop, tablets, and, you know, smartphones. And I've noticed that the tablet visitors are staying on sites a lot longer than either of the other two. Is that, are you guys noticing that as well? I've seen it in a couple of different sites, completely different industries.
I haven't been on Google Analytics for about a week now, just because of my other projects, but I'll have to look into that. And it's possible that tablets are just being sat down and staying on that site longer without being shut down. Whereas mm-hmm. if you're an active user on the internet, you might just close the tab.
Right.
That might be the reason. But
it could also be the fact that that tablet is on your lap. Mm. And so it's a different kind of experience.
You're more relaxed, going a little slower.
Maybe even, I know a bunch of people who, they don't like sitting on the computer or on the laptop while the TV's on, but they'll have the tablet and they'll just kind of, you know, in a relaxed mood, watch their TV, goes to commercial, now they're on the laptop again. But it's interesting, I haven't noticed that trend.
Yeah, it's not on two different sites. I'm just curious. Let me know about that.
It does also fit in, though, Kim, with what I'm seeing and hearing out there about sort of our couch surfing, mm-hmm. our love of second screening and couch surfing. It would make sense that we're staying there longer because we're in a laid-back mode, but also because we're second screening, so that's sort of like our constant companion to anything mm-hmm. else we're doing is the mm-hmm. tablet.
Which, again, brings us back to companies and more specifically our listeners. And why mobile and, you know, phones and tablets mm-hmm. are so important. When Joseph Pine, I'm not sure if you've seen his TED talk, What Consumers Want. I mean, it's a brilliant talk, but he came out with a book called The Experience Economy. Best quote from the book is, we're shifting to an experience economy where an experience is becoming the primary economic offering. So if you can provide them that experience when they're on that second screen during commercial, that's so valuable for them as opposed to intruding in them when they're on the Yahoo homepage with a banner.
Yeah, everything's changed, that's for sure.
So we're just following up on that for a moment because that's also a part of design, Craig. What are you seeing about, where, if any place, we can have ads in our design? It used to be it had to be the top. Just curious, a quick word on that.
Since we went from blog pages and WordPress sites going to the top, back to that top fold on web pages, and now we've gone back to mobile. So now we're going to these long flowing blog style pages again. The right and left sidebar is a really good spot, I think, for ads still. That's, you know, and especially the ones that are sticky that will stay on the screen. Some people might find those annoying, but that's definitely going to catch people's attention because you're scrolling again. You're scrolling up and down. So I think a left and right sidebar that's not so obtrusive, it could be a floating box, but I think that's probably the best, you know, top real estate right now for any kind of advertising.
And there you have it, Craig Williams of Craig Williams Design and Assurance Advertising. It's been a pleasure picking your brain today. I just want to remind the listeners out there, check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/mobilepresence. Don't forget, you can search Mobile Presence on the iTunes store or the podcast app in iOS, Stitcher, and the mobile app where you can download it from iTunes App Store or Google Play. Thanks again for joining us for Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. I'm Shahab Zaghari. You can tweet at me at Assurance Agency, or you can check out our portfolio at assuranceadvertising.com, and you can find our co-hosts.
Yes, you can find me over at mobilegroove.com or on Twitter at Peggy Ann.
And I'm Kim Dushinsky at Kim Dushinsky on Twitter.
And Craig, how can we contact you?
You can just look up CraigWilliamsDesign.com, straightforward with my name, and I'll be there.
Perfect. Well, thanks again for listening, everybody. And don't forget, test, learn, implement.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.